Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Ben Pollock, Phil Harris, Gene Austin, and Richard Rodgers. But to get us started, we're going to have a vocabulary lesson. The word for the week is acquisitive, A-C-Q-U-I-S-I-T-I-V-E. Acquisitive is an adjective meaning strongly desirous of acquiring and possessing, as in, "I simply must have that clock for my collection," exclaimed the acquisitive Mrs. Smith. So here's a set of acquisitive songs, beginning with Annette Hanshaw.
I'm so unhappy, left all alone, ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps the change will come someday. Whatever he is, I want to be his way. Don't want my mammy, I don't need a friend. My heart is broken, it won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end, but I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, the lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
Thank you. kitten. Now I'm admitting I gotta have you. I'd like to cuddle by some babbling brook, go in a huddle in some shady nook. I got a daddy, I got a mother, I need another, I gotta have you. When I see moonbeams or sky all so blue, oh, I gotta have you.
Honey, I'm so wild about you, I just can't be sensible. I can't do a thing without you, you're so indispensable.
Lovin', I have to have lovin', but when I'm having my lovin', I have to have you. Moments, I have to have moments, but when I'm having my moments, I have to have you. Sometimes I get so blue, waiting for you to take me. I can't go on like this, give me a kiss and make me happy. New thrills, I have to have new thrills, but when I'm having my new thrills, I have to have you.
Best way to say, we have to have you.
some acquisitive songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began the show with Annette Hanshaw and her Sizzlin' Syncopators, July 24th, 1928, and I Must Have That Man, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Next, it was Red McKenzie with the Midnight Airedales, led by Red Nichols, September 13th, 1929, and Gotta Have You. Others in the band included Glenn Miller on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Rube Bloom's piano, Joe Tardo on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. And we just heard the Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, accompanied by Bruce Yantis on violin and Carl Kress on guitar, and I Have to Have You, a Leo Robin and Richard Whiting collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club the Friars Inn on Wabash Street at Van Buren in Chicago. The name was changed in 1923 to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings when the group lost the gig at Friars Inn. In 1923 and 24, he played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago, as well as Atlantic City and New York. The band landed a contract with Victor in 1926 and recorded with that label until 29. Ben Pollock's was sometimes rated as the best white band of the 20s, with soloists including Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, Glenn Miller, Jimmy McPartland, Bud Freeman, Harry Goodman, and Fud Livingston. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved back to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. In 1928 and 29, the band was in the Broadway musical Hello, Daddy, with Pollock conducting and Ray Baduke on drums. The band spent most of the 30s in Chicago, and personnel included Charlie Teagarden, Matty Matlock, Babe Russin, Charlie Spivak, Joe Harris, Sterling Bowes, Gil Roden, Eddie Miller, and Nappy Lamar. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a co-op fronted by Bob Crosby. Pollock formed a new band in 1936 featuring Harry James, Irving Fazola, Dave Matthews, and Bruce Squires. Muggsy Spanier and Ted Vesely joined the following year. Pollock was on the Joe Penner radio show in 38 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Chico Marx. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here from better, earlier times are three from Ben Pollock.
Morning will deliver. that part of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lordy, I'm a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river, just rolling down to you.
Thank you.
Cinderella. Tell me, could there be a Chinaman's chance for me? Oh, sing song girl, although I know you fool a fella, could you do a thing like that to young Sam Lee? Some night, sing song lady, puff a little smoke with sleep. I come, catch him up, maybe to my shop will creep. Ooh, be mine, I'll bet you all the tea in China. Sing a little love song, sing song girl for me.
Ben Pollock and his orchestra, with Ben performing double duty as vocalist on Sing Song Girl, written by James F. Hanley and Joseph McCarthy, and recorded January 21, 1931. Before Sing Song Girl, it was the Ben Pollock Band as the Louisville Rhythm Kings on a Parlophone 78 and Shout Hallelujah, 'Cause I'm Home. The vocalist on that January 25, 1929 recording was Smith Ballou. And we began our tribute to Ben Pollock with another Ben Pollock vocal on Rolling Down the River, written by Stanley Adams and Fats Waller, and recorded by Ben Pollock and his orchestra on June 23, 1930. Ben Pollock, born June 22, 1903. Say, have a request for a particular artist or song you'd like to hear on the show? You can send your requests or your comments about the show to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1906 in Linton, Indiana, of bandleader and singer Phil Harris. He took up the drums at age 10, and after the family moved to Nashville, he played drums and did sound effects in local silent movie theaters and formed a five-piece group known as the Dixie Syncopators. In the 20s, he played drums in the orchestras of Francis Craig and Henry Halstead. In the late 20s, he and pianist Carol Loughner formed the Loughner-Harris Orchestra and enjoyed a long residency at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. In 1932, Harris took over sole leadership of the band and moved it to Los Angeles, where they played at the Coconut Grove. In 1936, Harris replaced Don Bester as Jack Benny's musical director and was with the show, which aired on the NBC Red Network at 7 p.m. Sundays, until 1952. In 1941, he married actress Alice Faye, and they went on to host the Fitch Bandwagon radio series from 46 to 48, and their own Phil Harris Alice Faye show from 48 to 54. He was active into the 1970s and provided voices for a number of Disney films, including the voice of Baloo in The Jungle Book. Phil Harris died in Rancho Mirage, California, on August 11, 1995. Here's Phil Harris from a 1933 radio transcription.
Thank you. Under the swaying palms of the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles, the stars of Hollywood are dancing. We take you now in fancy to this rendezvous where we shall hear Phil Harris and the famous Coconut Grove Orchestra. Phil Harris is not the kind of a chap to boast, so it must be true when he tells us about his extraordinary gal.
Listen, people, while I sing, why, it's the most peculiar thing, the way I fell in love. All I didn't need to show, why, certain someone I love best, she treats me different from the rest. It's not an ordinary gal that I love, 'cause she was sent to me from heaven above. I'm never blue as long as I'm thinking of my extraordinary gal. She means the world and all to me, that is true. If she should ever leave me, I'd be so blue, 'cause there's no one else can give me love that is new like my extraordinary gal. She's got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, and how I idolize her personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal. Got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes, and I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, but how I idolize that personality. When skies are cloudy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want those pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things. That's my extraordinary gal. Now Leah Ray says she's fit as a fiddle. Well, don't brag, Leah, because a certain young lady told me that I had more brass than my whole orchestra.
Thank you. Why, I could jump over that moon up above, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a feather that's floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon those church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. And those church bells will be ringing with the hey nanny nanny and the ha cha cha. Hi little little, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Over that moon up above, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a feather that's floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon those church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. And those church bells will be ringing with the hey nanny nanny and the ha cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
They call her black-eyed Susan Brown.
Get you with that how to do ya, black-eyed Susan Brown. sugar stuff, sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You should see when she comes to town. Oh, who's that sweetest company? When sun goes down, no one but that heavenly sweet Georgia.
Oh, no, fellas, you're mistaken. Why, it's black-eyed Susan Brown.
Black-eyed Susan Brown.
Phil Harris and his orchestra from a 1933 radio transcription. We began with Phil's theme song, Rose Room, written by Harry H. Williams and Art Hickman. That went into My Extraordinary Gal, written by Terry Shand, with the vocal by Phil Harris. Next, it was Leah Ray and Fit as a Fiddle. Leah Ray appeared in 10 Hollywood musicals between 1933 and 38, including One in a Million in 1936, in which she sings Who's Afraid of Love, and Four Pictures in 1937. Leah Ray was married to David A. Werblin, who booked bands for MCA in the 30s, was CEO of Madison Square Garden, and was a former owner of the New York Jets. And we finished up with the three ambassadors, Smilin' Jack Smith, Marty Spurzel and Al Teeter, and Black-Eyed Susan Brown, written by Al Hoffman and Al Goodhart, with the lyric by Herb Magidson. Phil Harris, born June 24, 1906. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of Eugene Lucas, better known as entertainer, pianist, and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Yellow Pine in Minden, Louisiana, and at age 15 joined a circus where he learned to play calliope. After serving in World War I, he teamed up with Roy Bergier in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Austin's own compositions included When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, The Lonesome Road, and Riding Around in the Rain. In 1927, he recorded My Blue Heaven, which was the biggest selling record for 15 years until it was surpassed by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. By the early 30s, his name had faded, but he appeared in a number of movies, including 1935's Klondike Annie, starring Mae West, for whom Austin wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love. He was on Joe Penner's radio show from 36 to 38 and ran his own club in California called Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin.
Sentimental baby, oh, you. first we met, I started dreaming, planning, scheming, my brain scheming, with scores of blissful notions about a home for two. We'll have it yet, for now I see you, care for me too, we'll soon flee to a shrine for our emotions. You're bound to see a sound idea. We'll have peace of mind, never cease to find our clouds with silvery fleece aligned when the lease is signed for a home of our own. What if troubles brew, joy will bubble through, and we spell capital W. We'll have peace of mind, hand in hand and alone. Life will be rosy, comfy and cozy, happy the live long day. Work will be pleasure, and at our leisure, we'll kiss the blues away. When we've done the task, in the sun we'll bask, and wonder what anyone could ask, more than peace of mind, in a home of our own. Sun will dance and wonder what anyone could ask, more than peace of mind in a home of our own.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right here in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, a dream that was walking, and a dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you. Did you ever have a dream to thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right here in your arms, saying I love you, I do? The dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you.
From the 1933 film Sitting Pretty, Gene Austin with Candy and Coco, and Mack Gordon and Harry Revels, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? From November 29, 1933. Candy was bass player Candy Candido, and Coco was guitarist Otto Coco Heimel. That was preceded by Gene and a studio orchestra, directed by Leonard Joy, and Peace of Mind, recorded July 30, 1929. We're celebrating Ben Pollock's and Gene Austin's birthdays on this show, and we started with the two of them together on Sentimental Baby. Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, December 3rd, 1928. Gene Austin, born June 24th, 1900. Last week, June 28th, marked the birth in 1902 in Hamel's Station, New York, of one of America's greatest and most prolific composers of popular songs, Richard Rodgers. While attending Columbia University, he met Lorenz Hart, and in 1918 they produced their first commercial tune, Any Old Place With You, followed in 1920 by There's Always Room for One More. Their first Broadway success, the Garrick Gaieties, with its leading number Manhattan, opened at the Garrick Theater on May 17, 1925 for a one-week run, but stayed for 200 performances. Rodgers and Hart's collaboration lasted until 1943 and produced 28 shows, 8 movies, and more than 550 songs. Following Hart's death, Rodgers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II until Hammerstein's death in 1960. Rodgers and Hammerstein's first musical was Oklahoma, and together they won 35 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Emmys. Richard Rodgers died on December 30th, 1979. Here are a pair from the pen of Richard Rodgers. Thank you.
now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until a thrill that moment when my heart
from a Connecticut Yankee, Rodgers and Hart's My Heart Stood Still. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recording for Victor in the Church Studio in Camden, New Jersey on January 24, 1928. The vocal refrain was by Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, Austin Young, and Al Rinker. In the band, Bix, Trumbauer, Malnick, and Jay Dorsey. According to Richard Rodgers, he and Hart had been riding in a Paris cab with two young ladies when the car had a near accident. One of the girls remarked, "Oh, my heart stood still," and Larry Hart said that would make a fine song title. Several weeks later, Rodgers sent Hart the music with that title, and Hart sat down and wrote the lyric. The song was originally written for a London Review, produced by Charles Cochran and later used in A Connecticut Yankee. And we started a tribute to Richard Rodgers with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Rodgers and Hart's Sentimental Me from the Garrick Gaieties. Composer Richard Rodgers, born June 28, 1902. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.